Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We have a really great episode today. It is all about how to vibe high in your midlife. And we have an incredible guest that she's going to be coming on in a couple of minutes. Her name is Linus Woods Mullins. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about how to stay healthy in midlife, because we can stay healthy at any stage of our life. But I really feel that what you do in midlife affects the longevity of your life more than any other stage. So the first thing is to exercise. Now, we've always been told at all ages that exercise is important, but as far as midlife setting us up for a healthy last chapter of our life, exercise has been studied, and it helps prevent dementia, it helps prevent high blood pressure, it helps prevent type 2 diabetes, and it has even been known to help types of cancer. So exercise is so important. What I tell my clients, to plan your day around your exercise. If you make health your priority and schedule your exercise, then you will make sure that you don't get it in. And a couple hacks is, number one, exercise earlier in the day, because as the day goes on, it's easy to get tired and blow it off. And another great hack that I do is I just put on my work clothes. And if I'm wearing my workout clothes, I'm more likely to go to the gym. Another one is to give yourself a reward when you do go to the gym. Not an unhealthy reward, but a healthy smoothie or your favorite latte, just to give yourself a reward. Like this morning, I did not feel like working out at all. And I did it. And I feel so much. So you're not always going to feel like working out. Just do it. The next thing to stay healthy is to eat healthy. I am a huge believer in the low inflammation Mediterranean diet. It means no wheat, no meat, no dairy, no sugar, meaning no gluten. It's okay to eat whole grains. So what this does is it helps you have energy, and it helps create a very, it's a long way that you can do it. You can do this long term. It's not like a fad diet, like a keto diet or something for the short term. This is something that you can sustain long term. I recommend eating lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, no gluten, gluten, fish, and nuts. I know last week we talked about the blue zones. These are what the people in the blue zones eat till over 100 years old. The next thing is quality of sleep. Now, when we're young, we think, oh, yeah, no problem. We can burn the meal at both ends. And it's kind of cool to say, I'm tired when you're young and like live on coffee. But as you get older, sleep becomes more and more important. Quality of sleep has been known to affect your memory, your emotions, your weight, and of course, your appearance. Nobody wants to look tired. So make sure you're getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep, maybe even more for certain people. The next thing is, it's so obvious, but I just have to say it. Don't smoke, drink excessively, or do recreational drugs. When we're young, yeah, I'm a health fanatic. I even had a social cigarette or two when I was young. Everybody, when they're young, they think they're invincible. They think they can drink all night, get up early, go to work the next day. They think they can smoke cigarettes. They think they can all when they're young, go to a concert and do recreational drugs. But as you get older, smoking, drinking, and doing drugs, it does take a toll on the body, and it takes a lot longer to recover, and it actually ruins your health long term. So midlife, a great time to give up smoking, drinking excessively, and doing drugs. The next thing is, if you do have an addiction to any of these things, alcohol or drugs or smoking, there are 12-step groups that can help you. I am a huge believer in the 12 steps. If you've never worked the 12 steps, I believe everyone could benefit by working them. There's lots of 12-step groups that can help you with your addictions. You can also replace your negative addiction with a more positive addiction. Instead of grabbing a cigarette, you could go to the gym. Instead of drinking, you could do something more positive with that addiction, like reorganizing your closet or calling an old friend. I know it seems simple, but you can actually switch your brain from a negative addiction to a positive addiction. I'm an addiction person. Even though I no longer do alcohol or drugs, I still have kind of an obsessive addictive mindset. I've just switched my addiction from drinking to being a health fanatic. That's why I love this show, because I love talking to people like Linus, who is also a health coach and a health fanatic, and learning from her. So you can actually switch your addiction from negative ones to positive ones. And finally, challenge your brain. Your brain is like a muscle. If you stop using it, it atrophies. There's these little things on the end of our neurons called dendrites, and they're stimulated when we're learning great things. So you want to keep learning. I applaud you listening to this talk show on the Bold Brave TV network, or listening to a podcast. Listen to things that are expanding your mind, teaching you things, and helping you grow mentally. Mental is actually the sixth pillar of abundance in my seven pillars of abundance, and it's so important to keep growing your brain. You can learn a new skill, which is amazing. At any age, you can learn something. You can take a class, either in person or online. You can learn a new language. I know my favorite app is Duolingo for learning a new language. And just keep growing your mind. So we are going to come back after a quick commercial break with an incredible guest. Her name is Linus Woods Mullins. She is a health coach. She is an author. She also has a podcast, which I had the great pleasure of being on earlier this week. She specializes in helping women over 40 to vibe higher and be their best self. So we're going to cut to a quick commercial and we'll be right back. It's Rebecca Whitman on Bold Brave TV Network, and we're helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the VBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I'm so excited to tell you about my next guest. Her name is Linus Woods Mullins, and I met her on Clubhouse. I was just so impressed by her knowledge, her passion for empowering women, how much work she's done on herself, how many thousands of lives she's improved with her coaching. And I asked her to be on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, Linus.
Well, thanks, Rebecca. It's wonderful to be here on the network. Wonderful to be on your new show. I am so excited to be able to just have a discussion and share my story with you. It'd be fantastic.
Yes. Amazing. I am going to tell a little bit about your background. So, Linus, actually, why don't you go ahead and I'd rather you tell your story. So how did you get involved in the health and wellness space, and why did you focus on women over 40 as your niche to coach?
Well, you know, I really started this journey actually trying to heal myself. 15 years ago, I was an executive with an HMO, and I was in human resources, and I had been in human resources for 25 years and doing very well. I had what most would call the American dream. Some might say it's the American nightmare, but we say it's the American dream. I had four girls at various ages, junior high to high school, one in college, and I was on my second marriage, lived in a beautiful home. Things on the surface seemed fine, but one morning I woke up and I could not stop crying. And I wasn't quite sure why. I'm an emotional person, but I'm not a crier like that. There was nothing going on that I should have been feeling that I was crying about. So I called into work, which is something that I never do, to try to figure out what's going on with me. I said, well, maybe I need to sleep a little bit more, you know. This was 15 years ago. And so one of my daughters, she was home from school. She had spent the night over at her girlfriend's house, and she didn't have the key, and she was trying to get into the house. And she was ringing the doorbell, calling me on my cell phone, even sending me email messages, and I wasn't answering anything. So she called me at work, and they said, well, your mom didn't come in today. And that's when she began to worry, because she knows I never miss work. So she finally goes around to the backyard and starts throwing rocks at my window. I am up, but I'm just sitting at the edge of my bed, just sitting there. I'm aware, but I'm not aware. And she's yelling my name, so I finally come to the window, and she says, Mom, open the door, open the door. And she says, why are you crying? And I said, I'm not crying. And she said, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. She says, Mom, something's wrong. She, called my husband, and they convinced me to go to emergency. And after talking with a couple of doctors and everything else, they decided that I needed to take at least a week off because I was just exhausted. And they sent me to a respite. And it was during that time at the respite that I realized that there was definitely something wrong. I wasn't realizing that I was crying the way I was. I didn't feel exhausted because I was just had numbed out to everything. So I decided after that to take more than a week off. I took a year off on sabbatical, and with the understanding that I would go back to school or get some training, do something. Wasn't quite sure, but I knew I needed to make a change. I finally, through all the different visits to the doctor, got diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, and they prescribed medication. I took that for about 2 months and gained about 13 pounds, and I was like, okay, no, I am not going to be doing this. There's got to be another way. And so I started doing more research from a holistic perspective, and that began my journey of figuring out how to heal myself through anxiety. And when it came time for me to return back home, I decided, back to my job, I decided I wasn't going to come back and that I was going to find a way to create a business doing this, because I found out that I had an affinity for the whole health genre. I got certified in certain modalities. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I just knew what I wasn't going to do. What I wasn't going to do was to go back to a life that seemed to have created this anxiety. I found out much, much later on that my anxiety was more hormonally driven than antidotally driven. I did have something that happened that did cause post-traumatic stress, but coupled with my hormonal imbalances and the fact that I was in menopause, because this was when I was 51, that's when I realized that, wow, no one from the traditionally trained doctors ever mentioned anything to me about menopausal anxiety. I found that fascinating. And no one mentioned about any of the alternatives to balance my hormones. They didn't even come to it that way at all. It was just take this medication. So I began to work with women when it came to their overall wellness in relation to those feelings of stress and anxiety and the symptoms of menopause. And 15 years later, or almost 15 years later, I'm still here doing that and having a really thriving coaching practice, working with women over 40 to deal with their anxiety, their stress, their unbalanced hormones, and the weight gain that happens as a result of that, and basically to get them on a journey that is much more healthier as they go through midlife.
Wow, that is a beautiful story. I had no idea that you had somewhat of a breakdown, a mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny sometimes, Lena, sometimes we have to have those dark nights of the soul to really realize what's important to us. And we get to recreate our life. Like, we don't have to be stuck on a path. If we're in a 9-to-5 that we don't like, and that's what we feel like we have to do because we're 65, until we're 65, we don't have to. We can stop and recreate ourselves. And that's so beautiful that you took that time, that whole year, to kind of really realign with what you wanted in life, and you redesigned your life for the exactly how you wanted it to be for the second half of life.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, my family, they were supportive, but most of my friends and colleagues and, you know, others thought that I was kind of nuts. Why would I walk away from a 6-figure salary so close to retirement? Well, 10 years or so from retirement. But I decided that I wanted to improve the overall quality of my life. And while I was doing well financially, I was not doing well emotionally. And I found out through the work that I did with my therapist and with my holistic practitioners that much of my lifestyle did contribute to my anxiety. And then, of course, the caveat that really was surprising to me, and I didn't find this until more than five years after I left my corporate job, that it was actually my hormones and menopausal anxiety that caused it. And the amazing thing is that even now, very rarely will traditionally trained doctors talk about menopausal anxiety. In fact, when I first got started doing this, because I wanted to do it exclusively online, women weren't talking about menopause and hormones and all that kind of stuff that much anyway. They talked about PMS. They talked about the curse. Everything was, you know, mostly period related. But the menopause piece, people weren't really talking about that. They would talk about, you know, well, she's in that mood, you know, she's at that stage, that kind of thing. But not really peel back the layers in terms of what that means. And also the fact that you don't have to be victim to those symptoms. There are things that you can do from a holistic standpoint that can give you some relief. You don't have to suffer. You definitely do not.
What are some things that you recommend if somebody is trying to stay off bioidentical hormones? What kind of holistic remedies do you recommend for women going through menopause?
Well, the first thing I want to say is I'm not anti-bio or HRT or any of that at all. I'm not anti that. I just want women to know that they have choices. So the first thing you want to do is to have your panels pulled so you'll know exactly where you are in hormones. And then together with your team, because hopefully you will have a team, you'll have your traditionally trained gynecologist. You might have your holistic doctor, your nutritionist, your trainer, and maybe some other holistic practitioners. You decide what kind of approach you want to take. But some of the things that I do suggest is definitely getting into yoga, because yoga helps to helps you deal with stress, but it also helps to drive down those cortisol levels, which is so important, because we need cortisol. We would die without it. So I don't want to say cortisol is bad, but too much of it is what thickens us. It can cause a plethora of other issues that are not necessarily life-threatening, but uncomfortable, and you don't have to feel that way. So definitely I would take a look at doing yoga.
How often, before you go to the next holistic remedy, how often does someone need to do yoga to receive the benefits of it, Linus?
Well, I think that, you know, movement every day, 30 minutes a day is fantastic. So if you were to do a yoga asana in the mornings when you wake up, that would be good. Or if you were to take classes two or three times a week, that would be good. Just as long as you're moving. I think the strength training is also very important. It can help balance your hormones because it gets those feel-good hormones going as well. And it's also good for your bone density. And all women, over 50 especially, should be doing strength training. I do strength training three times a week, about 15, 20 minutes. I have a whole little strength training thing in my my little room there, and I do it every day. It takes about 15 minutes, but here's the wonderful thing about strength training that a lot of people don't know. It's not so much about trying to get buff, you know, or anything like that, but it is very much about burning fat.
Yeah.
When you are strength training, you burn fat even when you sleep. And fat is one of the unwanted fat is one of the things that happens when we're in menopause. And the reason why that's a concerner, not just because you don't, may not like the way it looks, but fat is where the toxins hide. They get in there, the toxicity goes up. So if you really want to boost your immune system and take better care of yourself, you want to minimize the fat that you have and take a look at your BMI and see what you can do to minimize that fat. The other thing for menopause to reduce the symptoms holistically is you could try aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is huge. There's things like clary sage, lavender, rose, geranium. There's so many different essential oils or essential oil combinations that you can either diffuse in your room or put on the bottoms on your feet or just smell on your palms or carry around like a nosegay. And that can sometimes help balance you out as well. The food that you eat is really important. You want to minimize or throw out completely, if you can, processed foods.
Yes.
A lot of processed foods have chemicals and things that are triggers that just have our hormones going haywire. And since our hormones are already getting haywire during the whole menopausal journey, you want to minimize that as much as possible. The other thing is, for some people, you need to lay off the caffeine because caffeine can raise cortisol levels. For me, it seems to be different because when I first initially was having this anxiety, the way it would present itself would be first thing in the morning, I would feel like I was going straight downhill in a roller coaster with no restraints. And so what I would do, my husband would bring me a cup of coffee in the morning. And that would just, the cortisol levels or whatever were going on, I didn't know it at the time, but I automatically felt better and I was able to function. But one of the things that happens when you are not dealing with your symptoms, especially from an emotional level and also from a physiological level too, but especially from an emotional level, eventually you keep pushing things into a closet, let's say, and you think, okay, I'm going to clean it out later, put some more stuff, I'm going to clean it out later. And then one day you go to put one more thing into that closet and it just all comes falling out. And that's exactly what happened with me that morning. I could not put one more emotional drain and push it back and not deal with it. And it came out through the form of tears. And over time, I began to realize that I had numbed myself out and I wasn't dealing with the important aspects of what was going on with me. If I had paid more attention, maybe I would have mentioned it to the gynecologist and he would have told me about menopausal anxiety. We'll never know. But thank goodness I took the time to peel back the layers and find out and realize that a lot of how I was feeling had to do with my hormones.
Well, I had never heard of menopausal anxiety until just now in this interview. This is so interesting. Thank you for sharing this with our audience. We are going to cut to a commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from drained, burned out, and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're going to be right back after this short commercial break.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host, and we are talking to Linus Woods Mullins. She specializes in coaching women over 40 to live their best lives, midlife, and beyond. So my next question for you, Linus, is your community or your movement is called VIBE. What does VIBE mean?
Well, VIBE for me is an acronym, and it's kind of funny how I came up with this. About 5 years ago on my 60th birthday, I went on one of my long walks, and I had a brand called Wellness Woman 40, and I said, gee, I feel like women need more than just information about nutrition and all the other things that I do. I said, I feel like there's something else. I feel like I want to help them raise their vibrations because I've been studying a lot about energy healing. I got certified in energy healing. And I said, you know what? I think I want women to vibe. And I said, okay. And then all of a sudden this came to me, vibrant. I want them to learn to be more vibrant, you know, really work on their vibrancy, because a lot of times in midlife, we have a tendency to mute ourselves. And that's not always our fault. Society kind of shoves us into the mute zone. You know, well, you're older now, and now you're over 40, and, you know, all this stuff and all the messaging, magazine covers and the actresses on movies and the TV, all of that makes it seem like you're less valid or less valuable or less worthy of attention. The other thing is I really want women to recognize after 40 the wisdom. We are the sum total of all of our life experiences, and we have great wisdom. And if we could learn how to enhance that intuition so that we will really listen to that inner voice, that wise voice that's already there, that would be so awesome. And then the other one was B for beauty, but I'm not talking so much about outer beauty. I think we value that way too much. After 40, it would be great if we could learn how to have that inner beauty radiate out. So you really do look better, but you still have, like me, you still have the wrinkles, you have the gray hair and everything, but something else is going on because you're operating in a way that gives you joy, and that inner beauty just starts radiating out. And then the E is for emerge, because I truly do believe that you can emerge into that total woman that you know that you are. You just need a little bit of, you know, tweaking here and there. I mean, we're a work in progress. None of us will ever get it perfect. I think that right there should give us some relief in the fact that it's not about being perfect, but it's all about learning the different kinds of tools and techniques that you can do along that journey, you know, that will enhance your journey, will make it more fun, more joyful. Midlife does not mean no life. Midlife is an opportunity to really get to know yourself, to leverage all that wisdom, to go ahead and start loving yourself in a way where that inner beauty starts radiating out. And before you know it, that vibrancy is there. And voila, you're really loving midlife. I know I have loved it. I don't know if I'm actually at midlife. I'll be 65 next week. So I don't know. That means I would live to be 130. I'm not going to do that. But I do know that this stage of life is absolutely has been the best part of my life.
That is so beautiful. You know, I think it's changing, thank God, when you look at the media and the TV shows that actresses are getting to be in their 40s and 50s on hit shows. Like, I love Ozark and I love Big Little Lies and all these shows where the protagonists, the lead actresses, have been in their 40s and 50s. And before that, I felt like women over 40 were kind of like a cow that was just put out to pasture. Like, mm-hmm. they were not represented at all in the media. And I'm so glad that things are finally changing. And I think it's part of feminism that women are seen as beautiful and vibrant, and they can vibe and be their best selves at any age. And another thing that you said made me think of Audrey Hepburn's quote that happy girls are the prettiest girls. So who cares if you have a little wrinkle here or there, your hair's gray? Are you happy? Are you vibrant? Are you healthy? That is what is absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It's funny because a lot of people think that I turn gray because of the movement that I'm in. But actually, which is very common as we age, our body chemistries change, our hormones change, our reactions to chemicals change. And all my life, I had dyed my hair, done perms, all kinds of things to my hair. And at around 45, I started having allergic reaction to hair dye. And I finally got the message to stop dyeing my hair at around 51, 52, because I ended up in emergency because my esophagus was closing because that's how bad the hair dye had become. Because usually when you have an allergic reaction, you keep doing it, the allergic reaction gets worse and worse and worse. And I was willing to still do it just for the idea, you know, because that was when I was in corporate America. But that's what happens a lot of times in society. If you're not careful, you find yourself trying to conform to their expectations. And I say that at midlife, we don't have time for that. You conform to your own expectations. It's really not even about conforming. It's about, you know, doing you, whatever that is, whatever you feel comfortable with. And if some people, you know, get that, great. If some people don't, oh well. I believe that people are in our lives for a reason, for a season. And when that season passes, go ahead and allow that to pass and see what else, you know, God has for you or the universe or whatever higher being, hopefully, that you believe in.
How do women get over that fear of what other people think, the people pleasing, the approval seeking? I know a lot of women say the older they get, the less they care about what other people think. But how do you empower women to get over those limited beliefs about putting their validation in the hands of other people?
Well, first of all, I am a recovering need-to-please disease person. I'm still working on it. But I have to remember why I even care about getting rid of that, because it slowly nips away at your joy. The reality is trying to please other people means that you're trying to read their minds and you're trying to control the outcome. And when you get into trying to control things, that's when the anxiety and the unnecessary worry and the uncomfortability and even depression starts. So I recommend, and I tell my clients all the time, is to learn to let go of that and do what makes you happy. As you begin to find out what makes you happy and you actually do it, you begin to realize that the other piece of that in terms of what makes everybody else happy, the two don't always go together. And ultimately, if you're not happy, happy and operating in joy, then no one else around you is going to be either. You know that old saying about happy wife, happy life? Well, that's really true. If you're doing well and you're happy, then everybody else in your family is going to be happy. When I was busy with the being a people pleaser with my daughters, I have four daughters, and with my husband and my sisters, my family, my friends, I wasn't happy. The minute I began to seek joy in my life and figure out what that meant for me, the less and less I became concerned with, well, okay, how can I squeeze this in and be half joyful and squeeze that in too? Oh, I know what I should do. I should just not squeeze that in. And the interesting thing about it was that my friends and family, they didn't care. They had been telling me this for years. And for those of you that have people in your life that depend on the people-pleasing piece, they're just going to have to get over it and either get used to the new you or they just begin to fall to the wayside. Sometimes you have to make decisions to get rid of the toxicity in your life in the form of the people that are in your life. I think when you're in midlife, you really want to take inventory of, you know, your environment and what's in it. What's giving you pleasure? What's not? What's giving you pleasure, keep it. What's not, throw it out. Bottom line, that may sound kind of harsh, but if you do not do that, it chips away at you over time and it exacerbates and shows up in things like obesity because of emotional eating, chronic disease because of the constant stress you're under because you're not being yourself, and ultimately not being well. Now, you can live a long time, you know, being that way. I'm not saying it's going to end your life, but I am saying that it's all about the quality of your life. And yes. I really do believe that joy is attainable. Even in this crazy world that we have right now, you can still have joy if you first start with what makes you happy, what makes you feel good.
Yes, I can relate to just fitting in one more thing and one more thing, because I think people are addicted to doing this. And we're not human doings, we're human beings.
Yes.
So how do you help people shift from being a human doing to a human being and not overschedule themselves and just living life at a slower, easier pace?
Well, I advocate something called 3x3. 3 minutes a day, three times a day, even if you're not used to just being quiet. Because I love that saying, I say it all the time, we need to be more about human beings and not human doings. So just being, some people would call it meditation, but for those of you like, oh no, meditation, I don't know if I can do that. But just being quiet and allowing your body and your mind to do a mini shutdown. 3 minutes a day, set a timer and do it three times a day. And before you know it, well, for 1 week you would have meditated or shut down and been quiet for one full hour. You'd be surprised how that drives cortisol levels. I've had clients who've done the 3x3 for a month, didn't change really a whole lot about their eating patterns, and they lost 5 pounds.
Wow.
Because those cortisol levels are going down. So the 3x3 is so important. You can pick the time, maybe in the morning or in the afternoon or the evening, and even maybe begin to have a ritual and association with that. Maybe there's a certain kind of music you play at that time to kind of usher in that silence, or a smell that you diffuse, or a place that you go. But try to be consistent with it, and you'll be surprised what a difference it will make in your life in terms of slowing you down. And many times what happens with the 3x3 is that you end up going even longer than 3 minutes. You enjoy that place of quiet and solitude and less reacting to things and just allowing. And it's amazing how that inner voice, that intuition we're talking about, that's one of the best ways to enhance it. Because that's when you get some wonderful messages. And yes, you might have all these random thoughts going by, but I tell people all the time, just pretend like you're at your patio with a sliding glass door, and you're like, oh, let me let that slide by. Oh, let me, you know, just let it pass by. It's okay. It's what happens. But over time, as you practice the 3x3, your mind will get more quiet, and you'll begin to look forward to that time that you spend just with you and the quiet.
I love
and it's
it.
At that time that you really begin to yearn even more so for that shutdown. And that's how you begin that process of slowing down.
So you're saying 3 minutes of quiet time three times a day. So you could do
three
it like morning, lunchtime, and evening. And you just, it could be in silence. You could be listening to music. It could be meditation.
Yes.
But I think it's calming your system down, getting into that parasympathetic nervous system, which is cortisol levels.
Right, so, absolutely.
My next question is, what is the key wellness component all women in midlife should be aware of?
Well, that was going to be one of them. I was going to say the need to shut down every day. But the other piece is, here's something that we all know, but we really don't look at it this way necessarily. We are not stick figures. We were meant to move. That's why we have these joints. We were meant to move. So it's really super important that you incorporate movement every day. And I'm not saying that you have to train like you are going to be doing some kind of marathon or Ironman competition or, you know, running a 15-mile marathon. But I am saying that getting out every day, let's say, and spending 10 to 15 minutes walking, maybe two or three times a day, taking that break, going outside and communing with nature is so important for the parasympathetic system. It's also important in terms of helping you to focus and get clarity, getting that fresh oxygen into your system so it can revive and get fresh, good blood going into your brain. But definitely moving, and moving if you can, whenever you can, outside. If you normally do yoga, do it outside on the grass in your front yard. If you're somebody who likes to watch the YouTube channel and move with it, well, take your phone out there and put it up. Prop it up, you know, the routine, and turn on the music and do it outside or in your backyard. If you have a swimming pool or have a friend that has a pool, go and swim in the pool. The whole idea is combining movement with getting outside. That makes a huge difference when it comes to your overall movement regime and the experience that you have. I know that some people may not be used to exercise. That's why I don't like to use the word exercise. I just like to use the word movement, because that can represent so many different kinds of things. When you're at the grocery store, instead of like going straight to where you need to go to pick it up, a lot enough time so that you can push that grocery cart around the whole perimeter of the grocery store, up and down the aisles. I didn't say put everything that you see in the aisles into the basket, but just, you know, use that when you're standing in line and you're waiting. There's nothing wrong with, you know, I'm a dancer, so I go up on half toe, or, you know, kind of stretch your calves a little bit. There's so many different opportunities we have that we sometimes miss out at when it comes to that. Is a key wellness proponent that could add extra years to your life.
I love it. And we don't want to overtrain either in midlife. Like, you're not training for an Ironman, that could actually increase the cortisol and ultimately damage our autoimmune response. So we are going to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to keep in touch with Lynette. This is Rebecca Whitman. I'm the host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we're coming live from the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you after our commercial.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine, and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening, or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are showing you how to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we are coming to you live from the Bold TV Network. We're just about to say goodbye to our wonderful guest, Lidis. I know my listeners want to know, how can they stay in touch with
Well, the best way to stay in touch with me is to go to my Linktree, and there you can get to my websites. I have a wonderful group on Facebook called the Vibe Wellness Woman 40 Group, and there's 15,700 women from 93 different countries that belong to that group. So just go to my Linktree. It's I want to make sure I'm saying it right. It's Linktree/Lidis. It's linktr.ee/Lidis, and I know you will have those in the show notes as well. That's the best way, and there you can make an appointment with me if you want a 15-minute free consultation. I love that. I have group coaching programs, individual programs, and I also have a podcast that's a direct link there that you can go and listen to as well. And Yay. All my social media links.
And I was on the podcast, so definitely check out the podcast. Thank you so much, Lidis, for sharing your wisdom and your passion. And midlife is not the end, it's just the beginning, right?
That's,
I love how they
the
say
beginning.
50 is the new 30.
Yeah, absolutely. It is just the beginning. And I'm telling you, 50 is even better than 30, okay? Because at least you've got all this wisdom and you know more about your direction. And let me tell you, when you get to where I am, almost 65, man, it is fantastic. Just stay well.
Well, if you're watching this, you know how great this looks at age 65. So do what she's doing and you'll get what she has. So thank you so much, Lidis. You were such a wonderful guest. And I look forward to seeing you on Clubhouse and maybe even since we're both in California.
I know, that's right. I'm getting you're in California. Well, thanks so much, Rebecca. It's been wonderful being with you today.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I have going on as offers. So I have an incredible master class. It's called the 5 Steps to Your Six-Figure Hustle. It is completely free, and you can get it at Linktree, which is in the show notes. And maybe you have an idea, and you're like, oh, I don't know. I have this idea. I've been sitting on it for years. I just don't know how to turn it into a business. In this 5-step class, we talk about exactly how to turn idea from path to profit and turn it into a business. You don't want to have what happened to Lidis and be sitting on your bed crying because you're stuck. We want to get unstuck and get you an exit strategy so you can start creating the life you want. It all starts watching that free master class called Create Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. I also let you know that I have opened my schedule for 3 complimentary 45-minute breakthrough calls. Normally, calls go for $500 per session, but I am really passionate about empowering women to be unapologetically authentic, to overcome whatever's stopping, to getting them unstuck so they can live their best life. I'm going to give out 3 complimentary 45-minute breakthrough calls. The link is also in my Linktree. So if you're feeling like you need a little more support, go ahead and schedule it. I listen to you laugh, cry. You can talk about anything you want. And my commitment is to help you get a breakthrough in that 45 minutes. And I've done it every single time. So I'm really excited to see how I can support you. Make sure you schedule those calls. The schedule is really full, but I opened up 3 sessions. And mark your calendar. If you're on the East Coast and you want to meet me in person, I would be so excited to meet you. I'm actually participating in something called a Blue Talk. It's kind of like a TED Talk, but more for business entrepreneurs. Blue stands for Business Life Universe. So So it's a lecture series of, you'll get 10, 20 minutes a day. All these different types of spiritual, heart-centered entrepreneurs are going to inspire you and motivate you and teach you things. And it's completely complimentary because you're me. So again, go to the link tree. You can get your free pass to the Blue Talk. It's 20 hours of training, completely complimentary. It's going to be an awesome event. Mark your calendar. It's June 22nd and 23rd at Columbia University in New York City. I will be speaking, if you want to meet me specifically, on June 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I would love to meet you in person. Say hi. I'll probably bring some copies of my book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. So this is the end of our show. I hope you're as inspired as I am, that in life you can vibe higher. Midlife is a whole new beginning, and you can be your best, most beautiful self at any age. Thank you for watching. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balance on Abundance Show. We will be here again next week, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, live. You can call in, you can ask questions, and we so appreciate your support. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please take a screenshot, share it in your story, tag me, I'll give you a shout out, and we would definitely appreciate it if you could subscribe and review the cast. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I can't see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, with another inspiring expert. Until then, stay balanced and abundant.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.